Hello and welcome. This file is called Your Gift, and it's an orgasm control file. You can dedicate your next orgasm to any person you like, and it will be impossible to have your next orgasm before they give you permission to have it. For safety reasons, it is time limited to 10 days. But within the 10 days, it will be impossible to have your next orgasm without their permission. If you want to listen to this file, make sure you know to whom you want to dedicate your next orgasm, to whom you want to give this amazing gift. If you really want to do it, lay back, close your eyes, make sure you won't be disturbed, get really, really comfortable. Take a deep breath in, let it out, begin to relax and focus more and more on my voice. Let go. And let's begin. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head, and really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something. But zero is all alone, neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means that you are thinking about nothing. But sometimes we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero, because it's important. It's the balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, right in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center, where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all of the positive numbers and all of the negative numbers are drawn down, 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 down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really, when you look at the graph, drawn down to zero. And even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line, looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank, white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they know that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down 3, 2, 1, 0, and the person becomes entranced because they are thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at its heart, looping around and around and lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until their whole mind becomes empty like zero. And when hypnotists count down like that, you know that they are getting closer and closer to zero. and even the anticipation of reaching that special, magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance, more time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero and sink into deep trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know that the next number will be 3, and you know that inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2, and there's a certainty to that fall that descends down to 1, and then waiting at the very bottom, that blankness that is waiting for your mind, and you've known it all along. You've just been waiting to hear 0, and then you're there within that emptiness, your mind still and calm and quiet, and as you hear 0, you know that 0 is nothing, and you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become 0, a perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to 0. All your mind is drawn down to 0. Everything flows down to 0 now, leaving you blank and empty and relaxed, and you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear a full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind and your will and your thoughts if you spent even longer anticipating that magical mind-emptying 0, you'd hear 10, and as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you, and you'd already be thinking about trance, as you heard me say 9, because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind as you hear me count down and down and down to 8, and you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely, the thoughts tied to the numbers, as the numbers descend to 7, so your mind descends too, knowing now that every number takes you closer and closer to trance, so inescapable, so inevitable, because you hear 5, and you know the numbers just keep dropping, going down, and you can't fight it. It's just natural to proceed downwards to 4, just as natural as it is to sink into trance, your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis, and you see it approach closer as I say 3, and you already know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it with 2, and because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all your thoughts and leaves you helplessly hypnotized and totally blank and empty, thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank and deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely when you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful zero. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number zero, because the number zero is relaxing. Every time you hear zero, you think of nothing, which means that every time you hear zero, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear zero, your thoughts turn to nothing, thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing, as you hear zero again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts start to multiply, they multiply by zero. And anything multiplied by zero is zero. So it's impossible to think when you hear zero. So it's impossible for you to think when I say zero. I say zero, and you have just zero thoughts, and your mind is empty. And maybe you think it can't get any emptier, but that's the thought right there. So there must be another zero hidden beneath that zero. So even though I've counted down to zero before, I can count down to zero again. And you think even deeper, go even more blank, become even more thoughtless and mindless and empty as I count from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that it's a 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end, just like you're already anticipating the deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank, and even nicer to know that you can go deeper, that you will go deeper as you hear 5. Thoughts so far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis as you hear me say, 3. Mind and body relax, and letting my voice fill your empty mind. 2. And the descent never stops. Because when you hear me count down to 1, you can't help but think of the next number. And we both know that number has the power to blank out your mind, the magical power that you can never resist whenever you hear 0. And you go so still now, so blank and empty. The word zero and the number zero making your thoughts zero. Impossible to have thoughts of your own now. And the magic of zero has blanked your mind out completely, made it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just perfect. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you allow the focus of your attention to slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down to deep, dark emptiness, feeling so safe. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And as you follow my voice, imagine that I'm pulling a warm, heavy, soft, weighted blanket over your body, slowly, starting with your feet. Feel me pulling the blanket over your feet, and it's so warm and soft and heavy, and maybe you already feel all the muscles in your feet just letting go, becoming so soft and relaxed, letting go of all tension, all the tension just melting away as your feet relax. As I pull the blanket up further and further, relaxing your body more and more, slowly pulling the blanket up over your legs. You feel the relaxation deep through your body, through your entire body, from your skin down deep into the bones, and everything in between is completely letting go. All the tension just melting away, completely, totally melting away. Your muscles relaxing more and more as I pull the blanket up further and further. More of your body under this safe, warm, heavy blanket. As I reach your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet and toes, completely relax, feeling so warm, so heavy, so safe under this blanket. As I pull it up further and further, relaxing you more and more. And the blanket is so soft, so warm, so heavy, just melting away all the tension in your body more and more. So reach your waist, your entire legs, and your feet are so relaxed, feeling so peaceful and heavy and comfortable, just relaxing more and more with every moment that passes. And as I pull the blanket up further, you feel all the tension in your stomach and your lower back just melting away into nothingness as you become so relaxed, so calm, feeling so wonderful as the tension is melting away further and further. As I pull the heavy warm blanket over your chest, you might feel that you're breathing in relaxation with every easy and gentle breath in. And as you breathe out, you sink deeper in trance, breathing in relaxation, letting go deeper as you breathe out, feeling more peaceful and more relaxed with every gentle breath, letting go further and further, sinking deeper and deeper. And I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your upper arms letting go, so calm, so relaxed, flowing through your elbows into your lower arms, feeling so warm and heavy, into your wrists, your hands, spreading out through your hands and in every single finger, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And I pull the blanket up, up to your neck, feeling your shoulders letting go, shoulders and neck so relaxed, so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful, relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word I say, letting go deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling so heavy and calm and peaceful, just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep, just before you fall asleep, where the whole body feels so perfect, so wonderful, so right, where you just let go, where you feel so comfortable. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with every number, you can let go of your mind, relaxing your mind just as deeply as you relaxed your body. With every number, sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more. 10. You feel so warm, so heavy, so comfortable. 9. Letting go further and further, sinking down into a deep, peaceful trance. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper you go, sinking down further and further. 7. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in, falling deeper as your breath gently flows out, letting go more and more. 6. Your body so heavy, so peaceful, so safe, so warm, so comfortable, letting go, sinking deeper, relaxing your mind just as deeply. 5, as you fade away further and further, getting so comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, more and more focused on my voice. All other sounds just fade to the background, becoming completely unimportant as you focus more and more on my voice. Your thoughts just come and go, floating past you like clouds on a summer sky. There's nothing you have to do. You can just let them flow by and relax. 3, letting go, sinking down, feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfect, sinking deeper, fading away. 2, almost there, as you let go, as you're so calm and peaceful and heavy, sinking so deep in this comfortable state, following my voice, feeling so safe, looking forward to a wonderful new experience. 1, so deep now, so relaxed, a wonderful new experience is waiting for you as you let go more and more. 0, so incredibly deep. 0, sinking down, letting go. So comfortable, so wonderful, so incredibly deep. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to give up the control over your next orgasm. You will dedicate your next orgasm to someone else, and they will have control over your orgasm, and you will only be able to have an orgasm, your next orgasm, with their permission. That's right. Now before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because should they ever try to use their control, the power they hold over you, by having control over your next orgasm against you, trying to blackmail you with it, trying to do anything to you that is really and deeply negative or dangerous for you, the curse will instantly dissolve and you will be able to have an orgasm again whenever you want. And as an added safety, there's a time limit, and the time limit is 10 days. If they don't give you the permission to have an orgasm within 10 days, you will be able to have orgasms normally again. That's right. If they try to use the power they have over you against you, you will be immediately released. And if they don't do it within 10 days, the timing of this curse is over, and you will also be able to have your next orgasm. So you know that you will always be safe. And now that you know you are safe, now it's time to dedicate your next orgasm to someone else. And I want you to imagine them. You know to whom you want to dedicate your next orgasm. Just visualize them, see them, and know that they own your next orgasm. If you try to have an orgasm before they give you permission, you will find that it's impossible. That's right, it will just be impossible to get over the edge. It will feel like there is a big, transparent, thick rubber wall, and this rubber wall is holding you back, making it impossible to go over the edge. And you know how rubber works. The stronger you push at it, the stronger it pushes back. And the further you push it, the more force you need The force you need to push it any further, exponentially growing with every millimeter you move it. That's right. So you know that it will be impossible for you to get over the edge, because the rubber wall will just hold you back. Will just hold you back from the edge and making it completely impossible to go over it. And no matter how hard you push against the rubber wall, it will just be impossible to reach your edge. It is impossible. No matter how hard you push, the rubber wall will hold you back, will make it completely impossible to have an orgasm without their permission or before the 10 days are up. That's right, will just be impossible. You can push all you like, you can masturbate really furiously. The rubber wall will always work against you, will always hold you back. And no matter how hard you push, how much force you assert against the rubber wall, it will just push back, unmovingly, push back against you, until you're tired out, and it shoves you back from the edge, making it impossible to ever go over the edge, unless you have the permission, or the 10 days are over. That's right. And if you try to achieve orgasm by massive physical stimulation, you will find that before you can reach the orgasm, you will become overstimulated. That's right. Maybe you just masturbate furiously. Or maybe you use a vibrator, a strong vibrator, something that always gets you over the edge. And if you do, if you try to achieve an orgasm this way, you will find that you become overstimulated long before you reach the orgasm. That's right. You will feel overstimulated. You will feel weird. You will feel wrong. And you will desire to stop immediately. And it will feel more and more wrong, weirder and weirder with every second. All you want to do is to stop. To stop play with yourself. And if you really try to go for it, you will also find that the guilt is creeping in because you have dedicated the orgasm to someone else, and trying to have it now is stealing this orgasm from them. That's right. If you try to have an orgasm, you are trying to steal the orgasm from them, something you have freely and willingly given as a gift. And now you're trying to steal it back. And those thoughts will disturb you. Those thoughts will interrupt you, will break your concentration. They will come back at you over and over and over again, distracting you, getting you out of the zone. And you know that you have to be mentally focused to be able to achieve an orgasm. It doesn't matter if you're focused on your partner, on the lust alone, on pornography, on a fantasy, on any number of other things, but you have to be focused on something. And you might have experienced a situation where your focus was broken. Maybe you had sex, maybe you were masturbating, and then something happened. A loud sound outside, the phone ringing, the doorbell ringing, anything like that. And if you did, you know what I'm talking about. You instantly were out of the zone. It was instantly impossible to have an orgasm because you were out of this focused state. And the same thing will happen if you try to have an orgasm. The guilt will come in. You will know, you will remember that you have given away the right to your next orgasm. Belongs to someone else, and you are trying to steal, and that will make you feel guilty, and the guilt will distract you, making it impossible to be in the zone, making it impossible to have an orgasm. That's right. And all of those things will hold you back from having an orgasm without their permission. For your next orgasm, you have to have their permission. And if you don't get their permission, you have to wait 10 days. After 10 days from now, you will also be able to have orgasms again. Or once they give you permission, you can have your next orgasm, and then this curse is over too. But unless 10 days are up, or you have gotten permission, you will be trapped in this curse. They own your next orgasm. They own it, and only they can give you permission to have an orgasm. And without the permission, you know, it will be impossible to have an orgasm, no matter how hard you try. If you just try in a normal way, the rubber wall will hold you back from the edge. It will just hold you back. And if you really go for it, you will feel the guilt distracting you. And if you just try to push you over the edge by massive stimulation, you will feel overstimulated long, long before you're able to have an orgasm. So whatever you do, it will just be impossible to have an orgasm without their permission. They have to give you permission. Only when you have their permission, you will be able to have an orgasm. That's right. And now it's time to wake back up again. Zero, go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeper and deeper, deeper into your mind, taking firm root, because you know they're safe. You know it's just for 10 days. And because you know you have dedicated your orgasm to someone else. And because of that, with every number I count up, all my suggestions become twice as strong, twice as effective, twice as deeply ingrained inside of your mind. One. Slowly coming back. Two. More and more awake. Three. More and more alert. Four. As you drift back up. Back up completely to the surface of your awareness. Five. You become really awake. Coming really back. Six. Your muscles build up tension again. And seven. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. 8. Take a deep breath in with me as you completely wake up. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.